broadcasting to you from our North Catholic studios in Cranberry Township. We bring you episode 12 of our podcast on North Catholic Athletics. My name is Alex Brown.
And I'm Ryan Berry.
And together we are your hosts for this podcast.
Alex, this is going to be a mostly volleyball season preview podcast, but there are some other sporting events going on right now. Most notably swimming, Alex. They had their state championships last week. The boys' swim team was number third overall in the state championships. Maggie Foley, the talented swimmer, who we feel like we've been talking about her throughout her career at North, Alex. She's been very talented, winning a lot of medals. She got silver in double-A diving. Matt Littleton, Jackson Kresh, Johnny Lamb, and Julian LePietre got third place in the 400 free relay. And Luke Lamb, Johnny Lamb, Matt Littleton, Julian LePietre got fourth place in the 200 medley relay.
Also, other notable performances, Jackson Kresh got fifth place in the 100 backstroke, and Matt Littleton, Jackson Kresh, Johnny Lamb, and Julian LePietre got sixth in the 200 free. And that is a phenomenal showing in states, and that is the best that that North Catholic has ever appeared in boys swimming in the state history for us. That's the best in North Catholic history. That's
and
fantastic.
North Catholic girls basketball wrapped up their season, unfortunately, just falling short of a state championship, losing the semifinals to Freedom, who they had beaten three times this year, as well as in the Whipple Championship. But losing that game does not take away for the incredible season that North Catholic Trojanettes have had this year, Alex.
And seniors Anastasia Peterson and Karis Mundy really provided a lot of much-needed leadership, enthusiasm, and inspiration throughout the season to the team, and they really will be missing them next year.
Yeah, but next year, I mean, it's still going to be a good team.
That's a good
leading
team.
Leading scorers, Dave Lewandowski and Helena Rocco. They might need a little. Ava Walker will return from her injury that sidelined her for the entirety of her sophomore year at North Hawk. So it's going to be a talented team that might be a little short depth-wise, but who knows? Maybe you never know who's going to step up, Alex.
Emma Shoemaker will be probably playing some varsity minutes next year as well. It'll be a good team, as you said. Absolutely, it's going to be a good team next year. The future is bright for North Catholic swimming and diving, as well as girls basketball. And now let's look at the volleyball team, Ryan. Volleyball this year, it's a younger roster than it was last year. They lost several seniors last year, including a D1 commit and Richard Kaminsky last year. But other than that, this team is still going to be pretty good this year as well. They got Andrew Eubinger and Aiden Ward, their seniors, on the team this year, who we'll be interviewing in just a matter of moments. And Coach Ball is still at the helm again this year. What do you think? And what are you expecting from the team this year?
Well, I expect them to be competitive. They've been competitive for a while, Alex. They have some talented players. Of course, they lost big star Richard Kaminsky, the big D1 hitter for North Catholic. But still going to be talented. Coach Ball is a good coach. She'll have this team ready to go. And hopefully they get back to the Whipple Championship and be able to win that this year, as well as compete well in the states as well.
Absolutely. And it's going to be, as I talked about, without the seniors,
It will be tougher.
It
might be a couple growing pains, but in any sport, you lose players, and you just have to build with the players that you have, and North Catholic's still a talented team this year.
Absolutely. And for more on that, let's talk to Coach Ball. We're in North Catholic Varsity Boys Volleyball Coach. Miss Ball, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, Alex.
Coach, you'll be losing some seniors going into this year, such as Richard Kaminsky. How do you hope to replace them going into this season?
Okay, well, it's big shoes to fill. We lost 9 seniors, 6 of which were starters, you know, so we only had last year on our roster, you know, there were 11 varsity only players, and, you know, 9 of them were seniors. So we only had the 2, Andrew and Aiden, the juniors last year, they're seniors this year. So strong leadership by them this year, obviously. Both of them made the all-section team. Andrew was first team all-section. Aiden was second team all-section, which is a great feat for juniors. And then Andrew was also on the all-state team, you know. So we've got a strong, you know, leadership of the 2. But then our 3 juniors that we have coming in, we have another senior that was the captain that did JV last year, and so he will, you know, take a role this year. We have 3 juniors that played a lot on JV last year who were swing players on varsity, so they practice with varsity. But, you know, Luke got a little bit of playing time. But other than that, you know, it was hard to get those guys in with all the seniors. So We've got three juniors, three seniors. That's going to be the core this year. And then, boy, we've got a lot of young talent. We've got five new freshmen that came in that are very good players, very dedicated players. We have another one that's hurt this year that hopefully will play next year. So that would give us six in that class. We have six in the sophomore class. Lucas Gunther will play a role on varsity this year. Nate will play swing. So I don't know. We're very young.
Yeah.
So, but we've got a good six in the sophomore class, five in the freshman class, hopefully six, and that'll be a nice to retool the volleyball team.
But with seniors graduating, as you said, leadership is so important. And when you lose those seniors, you don't just lose their talent and experience. You lose that leadership. But you talked about your two seniors stepping up this year. But how important is that leadership to the fabric of a good, successful team?
I think it's extremely important with any team. But, you know, definitely on the volleyball court, if you can have some senior leadership because they've played before, they know the ins and outs, they know you're going to have runs where you go down just in any sport. I mean, you know, watching the March Madness this past weekend, you know what I mean? Like that all of these teams go on runs. And I think the guys that have been there, the guys that have played, and really it's just those two seniors this year. And they will hopefully be what kind of pulls us together, gives us that leadership on the court, what I can't do from the sidelines, and really, you know, helps us pull together for, you know, to get out of any ruts that we fall into and things like that.
Can you speak to the growth, the development of seniors like Aiden Ward and Andrew Eubinger over their 3 years of playing for you, and how you expect them to take another step this year?
It's a good question. And Dylan, I've had Dylan for this is his fourth year as well. And to be completely honest, they've all grown significantly from their freshman year. Andrew came in, and I only have had a couple of players that have played as freshmen and started on varsity. You know, so Andrew is one of them. Richard Kaminsky from last year was another, right? So Andrew came in with volleyball, you know, skill already, and we were just able to take that skill that he's a hard worker. You know, he from day one has stayed for both JV and varsity practices, even though he is, you know, has been a varsity player since freshman year. And that just speaks to just who he is as a person. You know, it's been very important to him. He knows I've got to develop these JV guys because they're going to be playing with me one day. And so he's been very pivotal in helping me kind of develop those guys. So I think the big growing point for both Andrew and Aiden this year is they had the tools as players, you know, and they've been honing those skills. But I think their leadership, they haven't had to lead because they had that big senior class in front of them. And so I think the big key of how they're developing for me this year is not maybe necessarily in their play, it's in their leadership, you know, and showing these young guys, you know, what it means to be a North Catholic, you know, athlete, you know, in terms of our values that we hold. And Dylan's come right along with that, you know. Dylan came in and he has improved immensely over the 4 years and has done a great job. Very hard worker. You know, initially I needed a passer and he started working on his passing, and then boom, this year he's going to be a hitter in the front row. So all of them, I think Aiden and Andrew especially, their big thing that they're developing this year is their leadership role.
With those younger guys getting more time this year, does that make it harder as a coach to balance the development of the younger players with having to play more varsity minutes?
I think so. In my mind, I think Lucas Gunther is ready to take the role on varsity, and his development will definitely come around with playing with the varsity players. I have three others that I put on swing this year. Nate Ball, who's a sophomore, and then Drew Palmer and Evan, who are both freshmen. And they will get the majority of their time will be on JV to develop. I would love to keep that freshman class together as much as I can. And then And then, you know, their development on varsity will be just getting those reps in, mainly in practice. I mean, they will get on the court in games, but their true game time will be, you know, on JV, and then they'll definitely get the reps in practice.
I know every coach's motto is to keep every or to treat every game the same, but are there any matchups this year that you're especially excited about and have circled on your calendar?
You know what? I think for the boys, we play Seton LaSalle on April Fool's Day. You know, and I think they have that circled just because we beat them last year early in the season, and that moved us up even to number one in the state. Mm-hmm. We were number one in the state for a little bit. And then eventually we had to play them a second time later in the season, and we dropped that game, and then that's who we ended up losing to in the Whippeal finals. So I think Seton is always circled, and they've retooled this year, so they're going to be strong. Ambridge. Olsh, those are – Ambridge and Olsh are in our section. Mm-hmm. We have an extremely tough section again this year. I think Olsh is going to be excellent in AA. Mm-hmm. They very well might be top. Mm-hmm. Seton LaSalle will be top as well. They're not in our section, but they're in AA. And then Ambridge is always a good program. Hopewell and Montour will be good. So I think everybody in our section are going to be key games. But again, I think – Ambridge and Olsh will be probably one circled, and then of course the single game against Seton.
How has the team been gelling so far throughout the practices, do you think?
Oh, I think really good. You know, last year I've had a senior class a couple of times. I had another big senior class that graduated in 2018, and then we had this senior class last year. Those two classes were very similar. They were big classes. They had great personalities, and practices were a lot of fun. And sometimes, you know, it was harder to keep them, you know, wrangled
focused,
in. Yeah, focused, you know, because they enjoyed being together and they enjoyed playing. These guys enjoy being together, enjoy playing, but they're much more focused all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. They're gelling. Mm-hmm. Because they're focused, you know. You know, yesterday in my mind might not have been as great of a practice. You know, there were some things that weren't, you know, clicking. But I walked into the gym real quick and just watching. You know, they seemed to be hitting their serves. They're going to warm up hitting, and they were putting the ball away. So I think we're just always going to have that. You know, we're going to kind of have days where it might take a little longer to get going. You know, but they're very focused, which is nice. You know.
Is there a certain identity that you want your team to take on this year?
Oh, an identity. I think kind of always. I love people coming out thinking that they played, that we are good sports, you know, that we are hardworking, that nothing drops, that, you know, we're everywhere on the court. You know, that's the kind of stuff I like to see. You know, that fundamentally we're sound, that we are good passers, we're good servers, we're good hitters.
Hardworking, and
good sports about everything. Yeah. So.
And lastly, what goals do you have for your team this season?
Last season was our best season yet. We went 18-4, you know. We made the Whippeal final, and we made a run in states, and which was awesome, you know. We got to the Elite Eight in states. This year we're young. I think we have the ability to kind of make a similar run. You know, Olsh didn't lose anybody from last year, and they were tough matches for us both years. But I think what we would like to do again is we would like to win the section again. I mean, we'd like to do that every year. But we do have the hardest section in AA, and we want to make a run in the Whippeal, and we'd love to get back to that title game. That was extremely exciting, you know, to get to that title game. So I think we have the same goals, and to make the state tournament again, because that was fun. So.
Well, that's all we have for you. Thank you for your time, and good luck this year.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We're with North Catholic Trojan senior volleyball player Aiden Ward. Aiden, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Aiden, after making all the way Whipple final last year, falling just short in the end, how has that motivated you guys to get back there this year and win it, be able to win it this year?
I think it's just kind of given us a sense of kind of struggle and, you know, just a good look at the other teams and how good they are. And so I think that's just kind of inspired us to, I don't know, see where specifically we could be better and kind of just the things that we can improve upon.
It's your senior year at North. Obviously, you've been very experienced over the past several years. How have you seen yourself take a more of a leadership role over your time here at North?
I feel so, especially in my position in the back row. I feel that I've kind of just controlled my position and everyone else's position and kind of where to be and coached a lot of the new players on, you know, how to play and kind of just the basics of the sport. And so, yeah, I think I've taken a pretty good leadership role.
How has Coach Ball and all the coaches helped you develop over your time at North to be able to move up in the starting lineup?
They've just been really helpful throughout the entire journey. They've just been, you know, there to give me tips and, you know, just kind of correct all the mistakes that I've made. And, you know, just there to support, you know, through thick and thin. So, yeah.
Your dad's an assistant coach as well, too, right?
Correct.
How's that been, having your dad be a part of the coaching staff?
It's pretty good. You know, I mess around with him a lot. So if he makes a mistake, you know, I get on him for a bit.
You have a hard time, yeah.
Exactly. And he gives me a hard time, too. But, you know, it's all just good fun. And so, yeah, it's really nice having him.
And in your libero, could you give us a quick description of that position, the responsibilities that come with it?
So basically, I just go in the back row whenever I can. And I'm short, so I can't really go up to hit the ball. Yeah. So I just kind of just play in the back row and pass, which is kind of just my specialty. So whenever someone like a middle who can't necessarily pass as good as other players, they get to the back row, I'll switch out with them so we can have a good play all the way around.
And lastly, what are some of your personal goals for your final year at North?
Probably take a section champs again. That was really great last year.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that because we lost a good amount of seniors last year who are really good power hitters, such as Richard Kaminsky. Yeah. But yeah, I think with a lot of work, we can still pull through and take the second champs again.
Sounds good, Aiden. Thank you for your time and good luck this season.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We are here with North Catholic volleyball player Andrew Eubinger. Andrew, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for inviting me.
Andrew, coming into this year, you guys have lost a lot of seniors coming into the season. How has that changed the makeup of this team going into this year?
Oh, it's a completely different group of guys this year. We graduated 9. We only have 2 returning starters. So just the fact that we lost so much experience and age really is just making it a whole different organization.
With losing that many players and having more of a younger group, does it make it harder to gain chemistry as a team?
I would definitely agree with that statement. With Richie last year, He was such good glue to hold us all together. So we just don't have that anymore, and we really need to find those few key players that we can unite with.
How has playing 3 years under Coach Ball shaped you as a leader and a player?
Coach Ball's really given me an opportunity to grow as almost a coach-player kind of person. The past few years, I've been working with the JV and varsity teams, staying for the JV practice and really helping them grow. And she's just really given me the ability to step up and show what I learned to help make everyone better.
For you especially as a setter, how important is communication in a sport like volleyball?
Well, I'm not going to be a setter anymore this year.
Really?
Yeah, we have Rosario. I'll just be hitting. But uh-huh. Communication is so important. Like, we've never had Ro set varsity before. So just having that communication with him so he knows what's going on is so important just so we can run an efficient offense and really do some damage.
This is a perfect segue into my next question here. So you're going to have to transition your game a bit this year. So what is that going to entail for you this year?
This year is going to be a lot of – I think I'm going to be hitting against a lot of double blocks. A lot of guys are going to expect it to be coming to the outside between Lucas Gunther and myself because that's where a lot of teams set the ball when they don't have a super strong offense. So I think I'm going to have to play very smart this year. Last year I could play with a little bit more power because Richie – would just set me up with some great balls with really no block. But this year, I think I'm going to have to play a lot smarter.
Going into your senior season, what goals do you have for the year?
I just want these guys to play the best that they can. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had such high expectations after last year. I think everyone has for us. But I really just want to see these guys get better so that they can continue this program.
Well, that's fantastic. I wish you the best of luck this season.
Thank you, guys.
And you just heard from Andrew Eubinger. That was the last of the three interviews they did with volleyball, Coach Ball, Aiden Warren, Andrew Eubinger, all great interviews, and looking forward to a good season. We'll be announcing a couple of their games, some notable ones, Seton LaSalle and Ambridge, as Coach Ball had mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be there for those games, I'm sure. And for the rest of them, we'll probably be there a couple more spring throughout the season. But we're looking forward to it, absolutely. And it's going to be a great season. I think even without those seniors, I think they're still going to be a good squad this year.
Yep, and a lot of lacrosse is starting up soon. A lot of sports going on, lacrosse, baseball. You got volleyball. You got crew still doing stuff.
Track and field starting. Yeah.
So a lot of exciting sports going on right now for North Catholic. And so
spring,
they all are successful. Yep.
We've sprung into spring at this point for the and the year in North Catholic athletics, as we are just getting started with the spring sports, and we'll be bringing them all to you, updates throughout the year, and on the North Catholic Sports Network bringing you the broadcasts. And until that point, we got next week, we got Mr. Summers. We're going to do an interview with him as we're going to break down the North Catholic Madness NCAA bracket that we've been doing this year. And after that, we'll probably have more updates throughout the year when it comes to the spring athletics. And I think that about covers it, right, Ryan?
Yes, it does, Alex. Looking forward to doing more podcasts. We're getting a lot more going out now that a little bit more time.
And we're getting the butter churning now. We're starting to move.
And football schedule was announced as well, Alex, for next year. It's some tough games, most notably Aliquippa playing Aliquippa. It's going to be an exciting game. There's a lot of good games.
That's
on that shady side. You have Hampton, you have Mars. A whole new schedule because North Catholic is up to 4A this year.
I don't think we mentioned it yet, but new offensive coordinator for North Catholic, Ron Baylog. He's going to be the new offensive coordinator, and that's a big acquisition, as he's coming from Quaker Valley as our head coach. And that's a big swing. And that'll be great for North Catholic next year, as their offense will be definitely shaped a lot differently without Joey Prentice as their starting QB.
Jason Sickett probably.
That's who you would assume, yeah.
Yeah, but there's definitely some other candidates. It's going to be a fun quarterback battle all offseason.
It will be, and until that point,
we are your home for North Catholic athletics.